Welcome to Online with the Health Chick. I'm podcasting here from the Green Expo at the Orange County Convention Center, and I have a fantastic guest today, Julie Norris, the restaurateur, the Orlando guru, and my good friend. Tell us about you and the cafe and what's great and hip and hot and eco here at the Expo.
Well, there's all kinds of good stuff happening on the expo floor. Amazing booths out there, lots of educational information going on. Dandelion Community Cafe is kind of at the heart of the eco movement in Orlando. I always say bring people together around food, and they all get their bellies filled and get educated at the same time. So we're an organic cafe serving delicious vegetarian food as well as organic loose leaf tea down in the heart of Orlando, and we're surrounded by amazing businesses that have all sprouted up in the last couple of years, including an eco store, a yoga studio, an eco flooring store across the street now, an enrichment center for kids, a little green spa, all kinds
of
things.
Oh my God. Gosh, I have to say, well, what's next? You've kind of done it all. And one thing about Julie's place is Julie also is bringing everyone together. So I know you've introduced me to a ton of people. And every time I go to something, if I go to Green Drinks or if I go to one of the events out there, I'm always meeting these cool, new, eco-minded people. So what's next for the cafe?
Well, what's next is more what's next for the larger community. We've done stuff at the cafe, and we're always continue to go deeper. We're building a kids menu right now, and we've moved to table service so that we can serve people a little bit better. We're going to be expanding our seating so that we can bring in more and more people. But my next project that I'm interested in is actually a local first project called Orlando. And it is all about creating a local first movement here in Central Florida to promote independent businesses, artists, musicians, the wellness community, as well as recreation and nature activities.
And the local movement, we've been talking about that a lot. Julie and I served on two panels together here at the Expo, and the local movement here in Orlando is just so exciting. Tell us some of the stuff that you're seeing.
Well, there's a huge entrepreneurial spirit going on in Central Florida right now. It's like everybody's been moved into action somehow. Everyone is kind of going, you know what, this old lifestyle, the way I was raised, to move into corporate culture and to get a real job, so to speak, people are finding that that's not fulfilling them. They don't have that sense of connection to other people. They're not feeling fulfilled. They don't have a values-based job. And so they're actually going out there and they're creating their own thing. And that's what's happening on my block, all those businesses I just told you about. But it's happening all around us. There's tons of businesses, and there's a lot of them here. Seven Sisters is opening up a coffee shop nearby, and they've gone directly to a women's cooperative down in South America, and they have a direct relationship with those women. It's amazing to see all of the things that are going on.
Now, Julie, when you opened a couple of years ago, we actually met about the same time. I was getting ready to get on the road with the Health Chick. You were getting ready to open the cafe. Did you think that this would all happen this quickly? I mean, it's only been, what, 2.5 years?
Two and a half years. It's incredible. I look around and I'm like, oh my goodness. And one of the things that I'm actually thinking about right now, I just bought a book at the amazing bookstore that is on the Expo floor, and I started reading it last night, and it was talking about sustainable growth. And I said, you know what, we all need to sit down as leaders, as business leaders and community leaders, and really start to think about how we're going to grow and make it smart so that it is sustainable growth. We're all about sustainability as businesses and for the environment. So we all, as a group, it's just happened so quickly.
So what do you think sustainable growth really means? We talk about that a lot in the movement right now. One of the things I talked about on the panel was that it's okay to have a green business and still make a profit.
Absolutely.
And sometimes people in our industry, oh, I just want to do it to help people. And that's fantastic, but if you're not making the money to stay
in business,
you're not going to be around to do that. But what other type things make for good sustainable growth?
Well, good sustainable growth is good for the quality of life that are the people who are working in the jobs. And if you get burned out, you're not going to be able to, you know, even if you have profits but you're growing too fast, you can't maintain. You still want to have a good quality life. That is what sustainability is all about. That's what we're all trying to create with the community that we're trying to do, is to have a nicer lifestyle and to be happier and to be more satisfied with the kinds of choices that we're making every day. So if we can all as a community decide, okay, like these are the things that we need to work together so that we can all grow sustainably. The economy that we're in right now, it's all about fast growth and the bottom line is the king. But that's not what we need to be focused on. We need to be focused on a slow and sustainable bottom line growth so that we
and
can...
And really the long term for the health of ourselves and our businesses.
Yes, for the...
Because as a business owner, I'll say sometimes, you know, I've burned the candle at both ends. As Absolutely. My dad has said, I know you probably have too.
Heck yeah.
The first couple of years in business. You've got some really cool, interesting things going on at the cafe. On the panel that we were on, we learned about worms.
So yeah.
Tell us about the worms. I found that was just so exciting. And the worm ladies here at the expo.
Bernie is amazing. Her and her husband, I think they said they had 29 grandchildren. Oh my goodness. They got into it because they were retired and they said, what can we do to help teach the next generation? What can we put our energy into? And they actually have a vermicomposting business. Verma meaning worms, and then composting meaning composting, obviously. And we are really excited to have one of their commercial industrial size worm composters. They have smaller ones that you can use at your household, which we have at our house. And you can basically compost all of your food waste, as well as, you know, your lint from your dryer, your paper, shredded paper, cardboard, those types of things.
I love the fact that she answered. I said, so will they eat all of my junk mail?
Yes.
And she was like, absolutely. I find that to be the most exciting thing.
Yeah, it's very, very exciting, and it's really helped us. Our goal as a business is to become a zero waste business. We are still...
Wait, hold on there, because you know what? You're the only person that I've heard mention that term since I've been back from our West Coast and Colorado tour. I don't think anyone in Florida has used that term. So tell us what that is.
Well, trying to become a zero waste business is all about reducing the amount of waste that you put into the stream. And one of the ways that we're able to do that is through the worm composting and putting our food waste going into the dumpster. It goes right into landfill, and it takes a very long time to break down, if at all.
Right, so, because we learned, which we're going to have to
oxygen,
do some research,
yes.
That anything you put in the landfill, whether it's your kitchen waste, your paper bags, your all of that, once they close it up, nothing breaks down.
Nothing breaks down, so... That's one of the things we're able to divert. I don't know how many pounds yet. We just started doing it several months ago, so we are not quite sure how many pounds we're able to divert, but I know it's going to be thousands and thousands of pounds a year that we're able to divert from the dumpsters.
That's exciting as
a
restaurant.
Oh, it is.
And if one restaurant can do it, you can teach other people hopefully how to do that.
Absolutely. Another way that we're starting to look through our entire, it takes a lot of analysis, and one thing that we looked at is improving the quality of our food while reducing our waste. One of the things that we do right now is we get all of our garbanzo beans and black beans that we have in, we get them in big number 10 cans.
And with as much hummus as you sell, I bet you go through a lot of garbanzo beans.
We do. We go through a lot of garbanzo
beans.
She
has the best hummus there, and you said you have some at the booth, a new flavor.
Yes,
maybe you're going to let me try.
Yes, there's some, it's a ginger peanut hummus.
Mm.
People are freaking out about it. But one thing we're going to do is we're actually taking a look at our product line, and we're going, you know what? We expanded our cafe to have a second kitchen, so now we have more space to do this. Before, we didn't have an opportunity. But we're going to get pressure cookers. We're going to get in dry beans and actually pressure cook them ourselves right at the cafe. We're going to save on fuel cost. We're going to save money because we're using dry beans versus the cooked beans. We're going to save on packaging. We're going to get a big 50-pound bag of beans versus all of these cans of beans.
What a fabulous
yeah.
idea. And that's an example of just one small business doing it right. And a lot of people say, does it make a difference if I recycle this? It really does make a difference. At one of the panels that I was speaking on, I talked about the 28 billion plastic water bottles that hit the landfill. So recycle those water bottles.
Absolutely.
We need to do better. Now let's talk about the show a little bit more.
Okay.
What other exciting things did you find from the show floor? Anything cool, neat, hip?
Well, I mean, it's very interesting. There's a ton of baby products out there in terms of cloth diapers, the diapy people at the corner.
Yeah, that was kind of exciting.
They have all kinds of feminine product pads as well as diapers, teaching people how to get away from the disposable diapers and using the more cloth diapers, getting back to the natural things. It actually inspired me. I had a cold last night, and I went home, and instead of pulling out the Kleenex like I normally would have done, I said, you know what? I'm grabbing a washcloth, and I just used a washcloth. I was like,
wow, what a great idea. I can't even say that I have thought about that. That's very, very simple.
And I felt really good, and it was really soft, and I was like, I just have to wash this afterwards. So it actually inspired me. I'm green all over the place, and I always find new inspiration. And that's what coming to places like this is great for.
I love the fact that there were so many workshops. I mean, this expo was so educational heavy.
Tia is doing one right now on how to start a backyard garden in your own backyard.
I mean, a couple of times I was like, gosh, I wish I wasn't an exhibitor because I could go to all the classes, but the classes were phenomenal.
They really, really
so
were.
So I think I'm definitely going to work on having my booth staffed a little better so I can attend more of those.
Did you check out the Eco Fashion Show yesterday?
Oh my my gosh, didn't you love the fact that they were really, really hitting home with the vintage clothing?
Yes, the vintage
and the
clothing.
Secondhand, not just, I mean, yes, I have organic fibers and I love the hemp fibers and the bamboo stuff is really soft, but I love the vintage.
I love the vintage too, and that's what I always tell people. A lot of times when I go out and give speeches to stuff, I say, tell me, let me tell you how my outfit, my whole entire persona is recycled right now, or green. It's green because it was used once before. Here's the vintage stuff. Here's the clothing swap that I went to, and this is where I got this shirt, and, you know, the hand-me-downs that you do. Like, those are the kinds of things that are truly green, and I love it that they were doing the vintage stuff. I love vintage stuff anyway, so.
And those girls were great.
Oh, they were.
So,
they totally were.
I think that's about all we have time for. Any closing remarks? What do you think? Next year, we here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely next year. If you weren't here, you definitely need to come on down. It's a great show, great opportunity to meet amazing people that are really in the flow of what they're doing and learn a lot of information about ways you can go green.
Julie, thanks for being with us. Give us your website for our listeners.
Absolutely. www.dandelioncommunityTEA.com. Check us out on the internet. Come visit us next time you're in Orlando.
Thanks for listening. This is Wendamere Riley, The Health Chick. Remember, www.thehealthchick.com. Thanks.